From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a contingent of U.S. Marines arrives in northeast Syria. The Marines are there to provide artillery support to local forces in the upcoming assault on the city of Raqqa, which the Islamic State group considers its capital. But there appears to be no agreement yet between the U.S. and Turkey on the makeup of the Raqqa attack force, whether the U.S.-backed Kurdish militiamen or Turkish-led Syrian rebels will be in the vanguard. North Korea allowed two Malaysian employees of the United Nations World Food Program to leave the country Thursday. They were among 11 Malaysians confined to their country's embassy in Pyongyang. The two had gotten caught up in a dispute triggered by the murder of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother. European Union leaders on Thursday voted overwhelmingly to re-elect Donald Tusk, president of the bloc.
In a way, your decision is an expression of our unity today. I will work with all of you without any exceptions, because I am truly devoted to United Europe. And as I have promised myself not to let you down, we must simply start our work.
Tusk's home country of Poland was the only one of the 28 member states to vote against his reappointment, and his election is seen as a snub to Poland's right-wing government. A U.S. military investigation has found that U.S. forces killed between 4 and 12 civilians during a January raid targeting al-Qaeda's branch in Yemen. Those figures are according to U.S. Army General Joseph Votel, the commander who oversees U.S. military operations in the Middle East, and who testified Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee. This is VOA News.